Cynthia Nixon headlines case for Zoran rally as mom Donnie meets with Ugandan official behind law to jail case for life. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 30, 2025. HBO's Sex and the City star Cynthia Nixon spoke at a Gays for Zoran rally, where she encouraged members of the LGBTQ community to campaign for Democrat socialist New York City mayoral frontrunner Zoran Mamdani, despite him having recently met with a Ugandan official who has pushed the law to jail Gays for life. Gays for Zoran. Sign up with them, canvas in your neighborhood, door knock. Tell people from the heart why you are voting for Zoran, and why you think they should, too, Nixon declared. Video footage of Nixon making her remarks was posted by the group Gays for Zoran, which describes itself on Instagram as LGBTQ+ New Yorkers who are ready to elect Zoran Mamdani as our next mayor. Watch below. Notably, Mamdani, who was born in Uganda and holds dual citizenship in both Uganda and the United States, was recently photographed meeting with Rebecca Kadaga, a Ugandan official who has pushed anti-LGBTQ policies, including life imprisonment for gay people. Delighted to meet with Zoran Mamdani, sick, incoming mayor of New York City. Good luck in the next phase of elections, Kadaga wrote in a July X post, sharing a photo of herself with the socialist New York City mayoral candidate. Kadaga, who has been first deputy prime minister of Uganda since 2021, after serving as a top parliament speaker for 10 years, announced in 2012 that she was passing a draconian law imposing severe penalties against gay people, according to a report by New York Post. The Ugandan official further referred to the legislation as a Christmas gift for those who support it. Ugandans want that law as a Christmas gift. They have asked for it and we'll give them that gift, Kadaga said at the time. In 2024, the Ugandan government upheld another law, the Anti-Homosexuality Act, passed the year prior, which further criminalizes members of the LGBT community by establishing the death penalty and penalties of up to life in prison, Human Rights Watch reported. The death penalty was reportedly established for those convicted of aggravated homosexuality, which is described as repeated same-sex acts and intercourse with a person younger than 18, older than 75, or with a disability. People convicted of engaging in consensual same-sex conduct, meanwhile, now face life imprisonment, while those caught attempting homosexual acts face penalties of 10 years in prison for first-time offenses under the legislation. The law is one of the world's harshest, curtailing the rights of LGBT people, Human Rights Watch said, noting that Ugandan authorities have also banned LGBT organizations, some of which they accuse of promoting homosexuality and luring children into homosexuality through forced recruitment. Ugandan judges have also reportedly upheld provisions in the law that implement provisions for a penalty of up to 20 years in prison for the promotion of homosexuality. Mamdani faced heavy backlash for his apparent connection with Kadaga, with his campaign insisting they were unaware that she was the architect of Uganda's strict anti-LGBT law. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.